Blog Talk Radio.
To the spotlight. It's the spotlight in the city, and this is Kimberly, your host for this evening. I hope you all had a very good week and you're getting ready to prepare to have another good week. Tonight we will be spotlighting Hershey, PA. So, Pennsylvania, please stand up, stand up, stand up. Colin, you there with me today?
I'm here.
That's good. That's good. And we already have a caller on the line waiting, Larry. He seems to be a fan of Rant and Blast Radio. He's one of Ms. Body's regular. And Larry? Larry, we just want to say thank you for joining us tonight. Just let you know a little bit about what the show is about on Sunday night. What we do is just spotlight different cities in the country, in the world, hopefully soon. Tonight we start the month for Pennsylvania, and tonight we highlight Hershey, PA, which is known as the sweetest place on earth. So we just want to say thank you and welcome to the show, and I hope you had a very good week.
I did. It was a good week so far.
That's good to hear.
It ended with a concert that I attended That was very good, very exciting.
Oh, well, that's good. I think I heard you talk about it when you was with Miss Body on her show. It was an old school concert, right?
It was a Love Jam concert featuring Jodeci and Friends with H-Town, Silk, Shy, and Jodeci.
Oh, that's what's up. Was it good?
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was good. It was very interesting concert. I mean, you know, for the ladies, I'm pretty sure y'all would have enjoyed it. I mean, in fact, all the ladies there enjoyed it. You know, I'm going to say this. It's good for a man's ego to be around a bunch of women screaming and hollering for other men that's performing on stage. I can see the full view on how y'all act.
So they were showing out.
They were showing out.
I could believe it. Where was this concert? Where are you located?
I'm in Chicago, and right now it's snowing.
Oh, you say it is snowing or it's not snowing?
It's snowing in Chicago right now.
Ooh, it's just real cold. I'm in Atlanta, and it's just real cold for us right now.
Yeah, well, I'm in Chicago. It was snowing Friday. It just started snowing today around close to noon. And
I
think it's starting to slow down a little bit, though. But it's cool.
Okay,
it's something I'm not used to.
Okay, then. All right. Well, just hold on for a little while. We're going to talk a little bit about Hershey, PA, and we'll just add you into the conversation, okay?
All right. I'm kind of interested in what's going on in Hershey, PA. I kind of like that name since it has to deal with chocolate, and I'm a tall, dark chocolate person myself.
Okay, then. All right. Well, they do call Hershey, PA, Chocolate City. Now, I think they only do that because it's Hershey. But, you know, other cities call themselves Chocolate City, too. You know, sometimes Atlanta is also called Chocolate City as well. But I'll give you more details and more updates as the show goes on, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, well, let me just give you a little background about Pennsylvania. Now, first, I have to rant. I have to rant and blast. You hear that, Colin?
Go ahead. Do your thing.
I have to rant and blast because I am a history buff. I really love history. So when I started researching Pennsylvania, I got kind of excited because this is old history. You know, just old. Pennsylvania go way back. But the thing about it is, as when I was young, my dad used to get those encyclopedias, you know, they used to knock on the door and stuff and bring your encyclopedias. So that's how we used to get our books. We didn't have Google back then. Google was encyclopedias, sources, and a dictionary. That's how we looked up stuff. So I was looking out. So I said, well, let me go on Google and see if I can look up some stuff about Pennsylvania. They kept throwing up Wikipedia, saying Wikipedia, because I call it Slickopedia, because anybody can update information on Wikipedia. But what's sad is Wikipedia is easier to navigate than this so-called encyclopedia they have online now. The encyclopedia they have online is ignorant. And then, let me tell you, if you go and look up history, the stuff they say about slavery, it make you want to hit somebody. Because they're trying to make it sound like slavery was us taking a vacation to go find a better place in life. That's how they describe slavery. And
there are some sites that do describe it in that manner. And we noted that's not the case.
But
depending on if you believe that research or not. I chuckled at that because there are people that actually believe that.
And that's what's sad. I put a post up on my Facebook page if anybody is following me, that's Kimberly Fluellen on Facebook, I put it up that I apologize. I apologize to the misinformed. So now when I talk to people, I'm going to be very understanding when I hear how misinformed they are, because you have to dig deep to find. Here's what I'm going to suggest to everybody. Please go to your neighborhood library and open a real book. Please.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
People are
not utilizing the library like for research purposes. And my belief is the only people that are utilizing the library because they're paying for it would be some college students. With all the access to technology they have, you know, they don't even go to the campus library as they should. And the library still has your traditional encyclopedias and the books that are necessary for proper research. And, you know, even just like the internet, whether you believe what's written or not, you still get the feel for the information that's out there so that you can continue
exactly.
to do research and ask questions of a professor, of a teacher, of a historian to learn the information. You know, whether they were there or not, or to engage a conversation.
Right, but see, the thing about it is you have to want to go look up that information, and because digital and internet and everything is right there in the palm of your hand, people don't really want to go to the library. But that's my rant and blast for the day with looking on Wikipedia, so please do not take me at my word when I read this stuff to you, but this is the information that they gave us. They said, so this month we're highlighting Pennsylvania. And so it says the nickname for Pennsylvania is either the Keystone State or the Quaker State. Their motto is virtue, liberty, and independence. Their capital is Harrisburg. What's up, Harrisburg? And I think my friend is on the line from Harrisburg. We'll talk to her in a second. The largest city in Pennsylvania is Philadelphia. Now, let me tell you, I always slick call Philadelphia. I do Philadelphia like people do Atlanta. I make Philadelphia be a state. I'd be like, ooh, what part of Philadelphia? And I'd be like, is it Pittsburgh? I'd be calling Philadelphia a state. But Philadelphia is actually just the largest city in Pennsylvania. But tonight we're highlighting Hershey, PA, which is called the sweetest place on earth, and Chocolate City. And the man who started it all was Milton S. Hershey. He was a humanitarian, a philanthropist, and in 1905 he built his famous chocolate company. They have Hershey Park, Hotel Hershey. I'm talking about, it's just Hershey, everything in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So if anybody is listening from Hershey, I want to come. So please invite me. Please have me to come down there because I want to see the Hershey Park. Have you ever been? You lived in Pennsylvania for a little while, Colin. Have you ever been to Hershey?
No, I didn't live in Pennsylvania. I'm from New York. I've been to Philly. I didn't get a chance to go to Hershey Park, but I've heard that it's really nice, and always wanted to go. But it's one of those pit stops that I never had a chance to make. Living in New York.
Yeah, because from what I've seen when I was doing my little research on Hershey, a lot was just built around the factory. Like once they started the factory, they pretty much everything was built around that, because so many people was working in the factory. That's how they based the town off of the factory.
My belief is that, and my understanding is that, a lot of people, because some of the cities like in New York and Pennsylvania, and I'm sorry, not Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg didn't have jobs. They migrated to Hershey. Hershey's not that big. I can't recall what the population is, but the population is not that big. But a lot of the people that couldn't find jobs did, you know, migrate to that city, you know, to be able to support their families.
Well, before we take this next caller, we'll take a quick break. And today the music will reflect candy and chocolate. So just stay tuned. So just hold on, stay tuned. And the first song is by a young man named Aloe Black. The song is called Candyman. And we'll be right back with you. Ooh, what's going on with the music?
Living for tomorrow, lost within a dream, trying to find the answer to the question, and it seems love makes the world feel good. Singing in the moonlight, dancing in the rain, let the sun shine through to lift your spirit once again, cause love makes the world feel good. Chasing after rainbows,
my research.
And you are absolutely right.
I was like, ooh, this is going to be fascinating. I get to learn about chocolate. Well, we actually have a caller that's on the line, and she's not from Hershey, but she's from Harrisburg, which is actually the state capital. So I think she told me it was either Bertina or Ertina. She's on the line. Welcome.
That's Bertina. I know Bertina.
What's up, Colin?
It's Bertina.
What's up, Bertina?
Hello. Yes.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. How's it going for joining us?
No problem.
Well, you said you were from Harrisburg. Since this is the first show of the month, and we do still like to know a little bit about Pennsylvania itself. So Harrisburg, so tell us a little bit about where you're from.
I actually live in Harrisburg, and where I live is directly on the highway that leads you straight into Hershey.
Oh, okay. Do you ever go visit?
I'm there more than not. My daughter works at the Penn State Hershey Medical Center.
Okay, I just read about that. Okay.
And then my youngest daughter worked at Hershey Park over the summer.
Oh, did she like that?
She loved it.
I know she did. Ooh.
She's planning to work there again this coming summer.
Oh, okay. Do y'all ever get tired of chocolate, though?
No, not necessarily. I get more tired of them always wanting to go over to Chocolate World because aside from Hershey Park, they have a place called that Chocolate World where you can actually go through and ride a ride that tells the story of the Hershey chocolate. And then they have another place, the Hershey Museum, that tells the story of Hershey itself. And then with the Penn State Medical Center being one of the top 10 hospitals in the country, a lot of people migrate here to work there as well.
All right, and I think according to my list, we're actually going to do do Harrisburg next week. So just give us a little preview about what's happening in Harrisburg. What's going on there?
From my perspective, which is a different perspective from everybody else, there's not a lot that goes on here. I mean, it's come to the point now where it's like a lot of cities, a lot of shootings and political BS, for lack of a better saying. Harrisburg is really, really, really going downhill over the years, like where it used to be the place to be. Now it's a lot of dilapidated homes. A lot of people just come into the city basically to work. They come from different areas around. People actually come up to work from Philly. They take the train every day. And the city is more or less for working because of the Capitol being there. Me being a former state employee, too, that's basically what it is now. It's just the hub of the legislature and things of that nature. There's not really a lot that happens. Every now and again, you might get something, but overall, there's really not a lot here.
Oh, okay. Now, are you from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, born and raised.
Oh, okay then. Okay. You don't hear from too many people who be actually located from those places, but what other places surround Hershey?
They're mostly little towns. like you stated earlier, like the big cities, Philly and Pittsburgh, or Philly's at least 2 hours away. Berg could run into 4 hours away. But there's other little places around, like where I grew up, not actually in the city, but in a little town called Middletown, which you guys probably are familiar with, the Three Mile Island nuclear event.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
I actually lived on the highway that took you directly there too.
Oh wow.
So I mean, I've been here for it all. So yeah, but like there's Lancaster, where a lot of people go for shopping for the outlets, and that's more or less what's termed Amish country.
Okay.
Where a lot of the Amish community lives and everything.
Is like the Amish, are the Amish like a correlation to, because when I did a little research on Pennsylvania, they talk about Quakers a lot. So are the Amish and the Quakers basically like the same thing?
They just have different beliefs. Like the Amish are more modern, like, they don't get it. They're more modern. I guess that's the only word I could find is they're more modern versus the Quakers, who are like just like strict about everything. Whereas the Amish people, like, they do the farmers markets and all of that stuff, and they associate with people outside of their community.
Okay.
Whereas the Quakers are just straight into their community.
Okay, all right. We have another call on the line. Let me see. Hi, Larry. You still with us?
Yes, I'm still here. How you doing? What's your name again?
My name is Kimberly.
Kimberly, okay. I should have remembered. I know a bunch of Kimberlys. can I first do a shout out to Mr. Shaw and say, Mr. Shaw, how you calling? How you doing and how you feeling?
I'm well, Larry. Just hanging on in there.
Good. You know, I'm glad you're recovering from your surgery.
Man, I am. You know what? Thank you. I appreciate it. And I am literally attempting to relax while on the show at the same time. It's not easy, but everybody told me to do it, so I'm trying to listen.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're sounding in good spirit.
I am. I have to be. I appreciate that.
And Mr. Larry, are you familiar with? Excuse me. Are you familiar with Hershey, Pennsylvania?
No, I'm not familiar with Hershey, Pennsylvania. I'm familiar with Pittsburgh and Philly, because you know I'm a avid Rocky fan. So that's where, like, the movies, you know, really got based on Philip, you know, Rocky, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
You know, so I and then Fresh Prince was Philadelphia. So, you know, I stay in touch with what's going on there, but, you know, I don't do much research as you do about Philadelphia. You know, it's they deal with what we have to deal with, too, you know. Every state struggles in certain areas of their, you know, of their city. You know, I call the Chicago a great city, but sometimes I can call it a fair city too, because we dealing with a lot of chaos here. So every city can go through its turmoil.
That's so true. That is so true. But yeah, when I was doing my research on Pennsylvania and especially Hershey, the only thing they could really tell me was just about the chocolate. So I guess that's the biggest thing that's going on in Hershey. Like, you know, if people got businesses and stuff there, I imagine it has something to do with chocolate.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
You have a chocolate addiction?
Not necessarily an addiction, but I do love it. I love some chocolate.
As your boyfriend, dark chocolate?
No, my boyfriend is transparent.
He's transparent? Oh. Do you like dark skinned men?
I like men.
Oh. The question was answered correctly. Do you like dark skinned men?
I like men. So the color of their skin is no, is their dark.
Oh, so
light,
you have no preference then? No preference, right?
No,
okay,
no,
that's
not about
that's
their
better,
outside.
That's rather, that's more put, rather put. That's more put. I understand.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and my next song that I picked, now, the song is I'm in Love with the Cocoa. We know what they were actually talking about, but, hey, chocolate is made of cocoa. So I like this rendition by Ed Sheeran. When we come back, we have a few announcements to make, and we'll have a little bit of more discussion about Hershey, Pennsylvania. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lord. My plug, that's a cholo. He got it for the low, low. If you stitch, you never loco. I hit you with that chincha oco. If you're thinking that I'm solo, I'm 50 deep, I'm like, oh no. I heard the feds taking photos. I'm looking at the popo, looking at the popo, looking at the popo.
Child likes chocolate and candy. Well, chocolate candy.
Well, yeah.
And why not have some fun? It's the holiday time. We know a lot of people probably going to get a little chocolate for Christmas, along with the candy canes, fruitcake, zucchini.
Let me tell you, my grandmother, for a long time, we used to bring, my grandmother was in love with chocolate-covered cherries, right? So year for Christmas, everybody will bring her a box of chocolate-covered cherries. It got so bad, she'll have chocolate-covered cherries until she'll be, like, when Valentine's Day roll around, she'll be asking us, do you want the chocolate-covered cherries?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh, she don't even eat them no more. That's how we messed her up. We messed her up.
Is she re-gifting chocolate-covered cherries that she in them froze?
Huh?
They're like 20... I say she's re-gifting chocolate-covered cherries that she got 20 years ago that she froze.
We used to bring her boxes and boxes of the stuff. You know, it was, hey, we knew she liked it. So, hey, that's grandma. So, and of course, when you bought it for her, we were doing the eating, so. So, actually, it was the gift that we were giving ourselves, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But I did
That's always the greatest way to get a gift. Over the grandma's house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I did see.
Because when mama and daddy say no, grandma gonna say yes.
She gonna say yes every time. Every time. Oh, I get that baby song. I used to be so upset with my son's grandmother. But she didn't bother me as much as she bothered her son. He used to get on his nerve all the time about that. But I did see on Twitter where Hershey does have a sports team. It's a hockey team, and they're called the Hershey Bears.
Okay.
They're called the Hershey
Never
Bears.
Heard of
and what they do, yeah, me neither. And I don't know if it's a professional team or not, but I know it's a hockey team that they have there. And what they do is they throw these teddy bears in the middle of the arena. I don't know if they're collecting them for something or they do it once a year, but I just saw that it was the annual throw the bear or something. And so it was hundreds of teddy bears.
That was on Sports Center just the other day. I didn't know what team it was. It was just on SportsCenter the other day.
They're a semi-professional team. I believe their professional team is connected to, I want to say the Red Wings, but I'm not exactly sure. But they do it every year. It's for a charity cause.
Yes, for a charity.
Okay, I figured that.
Yep, it was just on SportsCenter the other night. They collected, I want to say, 5 or 10,000 bears just last week, and
yeah,
they had to bring actual pickup trucks onto the rink to collect them, to take them off the hockey rink.
It's a big thing.
I saw that, and I was wondering when they do that, do they have to clean them, let them dry off, or what? Because, you know, they're throwing it on that ice. So are they
They pile up so much, some of them are still dry, so it's okay. But the ones that end up at the very bottom, they probably got to dry them off.
Oh.
But they actually cleaned it up pretty fast. They said, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they said it only took about 20 to 30 minutes to get all of them off the ice.
Okay, now it
took like 4 pickup trucks to get them all off.
Okay.
But they threw them like after the team scored a goal or something like that.
Oh, that's when they throw them on the ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been here all my life, and I've never been to a hockey game.
Don't feel bad. Well, you know what? We did have a hockey team. We had two of them, as a matter of fact, and we keep getting rid of them because won't nobody go to the game. So.
No, they're
no, actually won
the Calder Cup. They won the Calder Cup a couple of times within the last 5 to 10 years.
The hockey team in Hershey?
Yeah, it's called the Calder Cup.
Oh, okay.
And they've actually won it a lot.
Oh,
that's a darn good team. Yeah, they're probably like a minor league team. What they call I know they have a team called the American Hockey League, and so it's like a minor league system to get the guys to get to the pro hockey league to
the
NHL.
That's the league that they're in, the AHL.
Okay, yeah, because where I'm from in Syracuse, they have the AHL. And we have the Syracuse Crunch that plays, and I believe they play Hershey from time to time. And so I know those guys do make it to the NHL, you know, when they get a call up or something, or get a contract from the affiliate team or another team, they get called up.
Yeah, a couple of them have been called up. I used to work with a lady who used to get season tickets. And
she
would always run off the players' names like it was nothing, and the one that got called up. So yeah, it's real big in Hershey. Ice skating is actually huge around here. Period. A lot of the high schools have ice hockey teams.
Wow. Yeah, it's big.
Hockey is big in
the East Coast, Midwest. You know.
Well, that's mainly because
of the
seasons, the weather.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, they have indoor indoor ice skating, like big, huge buildings around here, but they do it year round.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, we attempted. We had two teams. We had if I'm not mistaken, it was the Flames, and I forgot the second team. I'm talking about we just got rid of that team, too, not too long ago. Our uniform was hot, though. I would wear one of the throwbacks from the Flames. I think that was like the 70s or the 80s when we had that team. I would wear their jersey, but as far as going to a game, I think I went to one game for the Flames and one game for this last season, and for the I can't remember the name of it. See, that's the reason why we don't have the teams anymore. We just don't do hockey like that down here.
Well, you know, they turn that temperature all the way down to like 25, 30 degrees, you know, because they got to keep the rink and the ice, you know, as cold as possible, you know. And if you've never been to a hockey game, you would not know that. So if you go to a hockey game and – you know, shorts and a t-shirt, you're going to freeze to death.
See?
You know?
Mm-mm.
I mean, just like out here in Vegas, we just got the hockey team a couple months ago that's going to start playing in the National Hockey League next year. And hockey does run into the spring, and when it first starts to warm up out here, nobody's going to want to go from 80, 90 degrees to sitting in 30-degree ice hockey rink back out to 90, 100-degree weather. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Like, I'm not sure how that's going to coincide. I just don't understand it, you know?
No. And therein lies the reason why we can't keep a team. We can't keep one. We can't keep one at all. Now, I was looking up the population, trying to see if I can find the population for Hershey. The most recent information they have, again, y'all, please do not, you know, charge it to my head, not my heart, because this is the only place I can find this information. But on Wikipedia, As of 2010, they say the population was 14,257. So that's not a whole lot of people. So you're right, it's not a big place at all. I think I probably would lose my mind in that city. But I think the chocolate would keep me calm, though. I think the chocolate would keep me calm because that's not enough people. To me, that's Decatur. Here in Atlanta.
You said that's Decatur? Oh, wow.
That's Decatur. So, yeah, you know.
Hershey also has a high school or a school for underprivileged children. They come from Philly, Pittsburgh, everywhere. It's actually called Milton Hershey.
Wow.
As soon as you said it, I should have just had Judah come on and not look this stuff up because as soon as you said that, I found it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, they one of my daughter's best friends actually graduated from there, and I know people from there from when I was in high school that I still keep in touch with today that are actually from Philly. They attended Milton Hershey, and they live in houses where they have, like, I don't want to call them foster parents, house parents. They call them house parents. And a lot of those kids that graduate from there have gone on to phenomenal, successful careers.
That's what's up. You know what? I think my friend was telling me about that school. They said it was founded in 1909. Do you think he was racist? I didn't see anything connected to him about that. So when they say this.
To who? Hershey?
He was very racist.
Yeah, he was
black
racist.
Black kids weren't allowed at Milton Hershey, I don't think, until the late 60s, early 70s. And that is the majority of the population at the school.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, black kids weren't allowed there for years and years and years. I'm pretty sure it was like the late 60s, early 70s. Because I came out in, what, 84? Yeah, so... Not too long ago.
Okay, because, yeah, it said he didn't have any children, so that's why he got into philanthropy. But, you know, if you go look on, like, they a lot of the stuff I looked up was on their website. If anybody want to find out any more information about Hershey, you can go to www.hersheypa.com, and that's where I got some of the information from as well. And I'm sitting here looking, and, of course, on the website, you know, it's candy coated. So I was just trying to see if I could find something deeper about what's going on.
Well, Hershey Park actually came to be was he wanted the people that worked for the company to like get together for different events and functions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Hershey Park came to. It was like a family-oriented thing that he wanted to build for his employees, and then it just got grander and grander and grander and grander, and then the price went up and up and up and up and up. And that's how Hershey Park started. But it does during the summer, you can go to Hershey Park at any time, and the parking lot is filled from the very beginning of the park, like, for acres and miles away, and they have trams that travel all over the park and, you know, get people to the front gate and everything else. And like I said, my daughter worked there, so, like, thousands of
high
paid. She loved it. I say Hershey Park can get over a million people a summer.
Oh wow! Well, I can believe it. You know what? I'm gonna try to be up there. I want to go. I want to see it because I saw where they had built this house completely made of chocolate. So I just want to see everything about it. I want to go to the museum and everything. I see here that they do International Chocolate Day, and they actually made it. It's international, and they do it on Hershey's birthday, which is September the 13th. That's my cousin's birthday too. No, that's my grandmother's birthday. So they do a full blown thing on Chocolate Day. I mean, well, yeah, Chocolate Day. So I bet you they go all out at in Hershey, the city of Hershey, about that.
Yeah, yeah. And going back to the ice hockey thing, the arena where they actually play the ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
They have like concerts there. It's where like the state basketball championships are played. The football field over there in Hershey is like the hub of everything. So you can have like state championship basketball games during the day in the arena and have a hockey game at night. And it goes from basketball to hockey within a matter of hours.
Right.
It's like I want to say it's the new arena. I want to say it has a retractable kind of floor so they can do it.
Oh yes, yes, we had that at Phillips Arena. Yep, I've heard of that.
My daughter actually played on that court the first year it opened. My daughter played basketball and her team was in the state championship. And
oh, that's what's up.
They actually played on that court. So.
And what school did your daughter go to?
My oldest daughter actually graduated from Harrisburg High School.
Oh, okay.
And my youngest daughter, she's still in school. She goes to a Bowe Tech school.
Okay.
And the big thing now for this area is the end of football season. High school football season, and actually the Harrisburg Cougars, the Capital City football team, is in the state championship, and a high school I went to, Middletown, is actually in the state championship too. So right now is a big time for this area. Like, people are real hype about this.
Why? Because Penn State
just won. That's right. Nothing like Pennsylvania football. High school football.
I didn't want Penn State to win, though. I wanted Wisconsin to win.
Really? You did?
Yes.
You must not have heard of all the racial stuff going on at Wisconsin.
Well,
that's a topic
for
another time.
I didn't know. Right. Well, first of all, I didn't know anything about either of those teams because I hadn't really watched any college football this year anyway. But when we started, I was just so happy at my uncle's house, and we started watching the game. It was good. Now, I'm keeping my eye on their quarterback, though. The guy Houston, who plays with Wisconsin, that boy was off the hook. But then
– oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I missed the – end of the game, and I found out Penn State won anyway. Well, congrats to them. Congrats, Penn State, but, you know, hey.
It was a dang good ending to the game.
I actually hate that good ending
to the game. But just wait till the light it up segment comes, though. Just wait.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
Just wait. Because I got to light it up. Just wait till we get to that segment. Ooh-wee.
Oh, we got to get to it soon. I didn't realize we had talked up this much time. Hold on, we got two people on the line holding. Hold on just one moment. Okay, caller, you calling in at 5635? Hello, caller?
Yeah, this is Larry. This still Larry.
Oh, hey, Larry. Hold on just
one
moment.
Yeah, I'm off the line for a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm back.
Oh, that's... okay. Okay, caller at 8349.
Yes, what's up? It's Miss Bobby.
Hello, Miss Bobby.
Hey, almost birthday woman.
That's tomorrow, ain't it?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Now, I got a message on Facebook. And come get your boy. So which one of the boys am I getting?
Larry.
Larry, hey, how you doing, Larry?
Hey,
What's up? Girl, you shining in that Texas outfit you got on.
Oh, you see me?
Yeah, I see you, boo.
Well, thank you so much, Larry. I'm glad that you are joining the, or checking out everybody on the team. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, I told you I'm a loyal listener.
That's good. That's good. Now, our Cowboys didn't play, but I heard that other team won. What was that team? Colin, what's your team?
The Bears.
We're gonna get to that. Who's team? My team?
Yeah,
my Steelers represent all day long. The Pittsburgh Steelers, baby, representing Pennsylvania, big. We doing
yeah,
Pennsylvania
you know,
all month, baby. Pennsylvania on spotlight in the city, baby.
And on that note,
well, that was
we're
really
what I watched.
Pennsylvania on spotlight in the city because that other team in Pennsylvania lost. The Eagles lost, but we're going to do that when we get to light it up in a minute. We're going to get the sports scores later.
Oh, yes,
okay,
please
well,
do, because I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm going to light you up.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going
to
Atlanta.
Oh,
Atlanta, Lord.
And I live in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so while we, hold on, y'all. While we
hold
at
on,
it.
Let me get to the music, and then we'll come right back.
Atlanta, Lord.
last part of our spotlight on Hershey, PA. Before we, boy, y'all was ready before we went off of the music. Now, we don't have that much time, so let me go ahead and start our segments off. We're going to start off with our shining star for this week. I ran across this website. Well, actually, the producer, Mike Will, made it. Some of you are familiar with the work that he does, because it's every song he produced, you can hear it in the background, Mike Will Make It. That's him. Well, he started a foundation called Making Wishes Matter Foundation. And what this foundation does is a nonprofit organization that strives to make an impact in our community by empowering the youth to discover their talents, assisting less fortunate families, and granting the wishes of individuals within our community. You can find out more about Making Wishes Matter Foundation on Facebook or Instagram. And again, it was started by the creator is Mike Will Made It. That's our shining star for today, for this week. Also, I have a few announcements to make. Miss Vanderay Jackson, who is a gifted singer, inspirational songwriter, empowering pastor. She has a book out right now called Wounded But Not Defeated. You can purchase your copy of the book at vanderay.com. She will be at a book signing on Saturday, December 10th in Conyers, Georgia, and that's Awake Coffee Community. You can find out all this information on her website again, and that's vanderay.com. She'll also be part of a next week I'll be traveling to South Carolina, and she will be performing in there. You can find that information on vanderay.com. Don't forget, we're still in the midst of Have Yourself a very Local Christmas, where we're spotlighting and highlighting local and online businesses. Right now we have Miss Michelle. She has a paparazzi business. You can find all of this information on our Facebook page, Spotlight in the City. Okay, Colin, break it to me easy. Let's do our sports for today.
Okay, I'm going to run through the sports scores, and then I'm gonna light it up. So let's run through these sports scores. Let's go back to Thursday when it all started.
Yep.
We got Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott beating the Minnesota Vikings 17-15.
Cowboys.
We got my Pittsburgh Steelers beating the New York Giants. And let me tell you, my Facebook, it seemed like everybody from the NFC East is a fan of Zeke and Dak, the Eagles, the Redskins. They all came out the woodwork today supporting my Steelers. So I thank you to my Facebook friends that all became Steelers fans today. Thank you. Thank you. I saw you shouting out the Steelers today. Thank you. I appreciate it. And shout out to Matt Ryan, who made a bonehead play on a two-point conversion that lost Atlanta the game today. Kansas City ran back a two-point conversion for a touchdown. Shout out to my man Eric Berry as Kansas City beat Atlanta 29-28. Woo! What a score!
I'm going to bleep this out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm
going to
bleep this one
to playback. Oh, I thought you were going to play for me. Okay, now we know that your least favorite team, Kim, however, they also lost. New Orleans lost to Detroit 28-13. And for some reason, that doggone Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, the Patriots win again. They beat the Rams 26-10. Denver beat Jacksonville 20-10. And Snowfield game, the Packers, Green Bay Packers beat the Houston Texans 21-13. And for some reason, those Eagles keep getting clipped. They lost to the Bengals 32-14. Baltimore in a blowout. They beat the Dolphins 38-6. And another snowfall game. This is for Larry. The Bears actually won a game. They beat the well, it was just San Francisco, but they won 26-6. And look at here. Oakland, they actually held on to a lead and won a game. They won 38-24 over Buffalo. Arizona beat Washington. So it looks like everybody in the NFC East lost but Dallas.
Hello.
And Tampa Bay. Woo, that Tampa Bay. I'm telling you, the Chargers really suck, along with Philly and the Saints. Tampa Bay beat San Diego 28-21. San Diego can't win a close game to save their life. That's the sports rundown. Now,
thanks to the Cardinals for the game today, because we the Dallas Cowboys clinched our playoff spot.
You did. You guys did clinch a playoff spot. Yes, you did. Now, for the light it up segment, I must light this up. And this is still sports related. I need to light up the College Football Playoff Committee.
Oh God!
Who
I
got it wrong?
On that.
Who got it wrong? You have the final. You know, it's a playoff format. It's Alabama, Clemson, Washington, and Ohio State. Now, Alabama won the SEC championship against Florida yesterday. Blew them out. Clemson beat Virginia Tech in the ACC championship. Washington beat Colorado on Friday in the Pac-12 championship. Ohio State didn't play in the Big Ten championship. I saw Wisconsin State in the Big Ten championship. And you mean to tell me you're going to reward Ohio State for not playing in the Big Ten championship with a playoff run? You must be out your mind. I thought it was the four best teams, and you were rewarding teams for getting to the championship. Oh, they dropped the ball on this. Penn State came from behind, from 21 points down, and beat Wisconsin 38-31, and they don't get rewarded for being the fourth best team in the country? I'm so hurt by this. The College Football Playoff Committee, you've been lit up tonight. They got it wrong. They need to expand the playoffs.
Well, it's not all political. Well, my thing
this
is
a bigger travesty than the BCS.
They could get the presidency right. What makes you think they're gonna get all the rest of this crap right?
This is a bigger travesty than when they had the old BCS system, trying to figure out the top two teams to play for the national championship, and they were using computers. You can't even get the human beings to get it right. I'm so disappointed. I'm done.
Did they say
go
why?
Go ahead, Kim. What's next?
Did they say why?
Because
they them, though? I don't understand.
Yes. They're saying that Ohio State had a better resume than Penn State, who Penn State actually beat Ohio State. But because Michigan beat Penn State by 39 points, Penn State didn't deserve to be one of the four best teams. Yeah, very
it's
disappointing.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
not. Pretty
much.
And his ratings. They didn't think Penn State would bring in the ratings. I say any team that can keep coming from behind, they're going to draw ratings. Because I'm tired of watching Alabama, who keep finding NFLers, grown men that's 18 with beards by the time they're 12, blow everybody out. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of seeing it. Oh, my back. I'm tired of seeing 12-year-olds by the time they're 18 with beards blow everybody out. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of it.
Well, Well, you can't hate the player. You got to hate the game. I mean, they keep winning.
I do hate the players. And I'm hating the coaches, too. I'm hating the school. I'm hating the coaches. I hate you, Nick Saban. Go back to the NFL. Nick Saban coached the Miami Dolphins, and then he was supposed to go to the Redskins, and he ditched the Redskins to go to Alabama, which is where he is now. And you know, just this past year, or earlier this year, I think it was, the alumni, to keep him from leaving, paid off his house. The alumni and boosters paid off his house and paid off something else and offered him some more incentives in addition to the contract they gave him to keep him at the University of Alabama.
So he's going to be there forever.
He's going to be there for a while. He's going to be there for a while, which means they're going to keep winning for a while.
But I ain't mad at them, though,
because they are darn good. They are darn good. Who's that?
But you know who needs to be paid the most? Their recruiters. Is he doing all the recruiting, or does he have an actual team of people that does that?
Well, you know, the school has recruiters, and typically, the coaches do meet with the players. But because a lot of these teams have 80 to 90 kids on the team, the coach is only going to go to the guys that he knows are going to be the top athletes that are going to be the stars. He's only going to go to the quarterback's house or that really good offensive lineman that's going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft or that top wide receiver that's going to stay 3 years. You know, so it's not like in college basketball where it's one and done. You know, there's a different dynamic in college football. So he's going to send out his assistant coaches. He's going to send out the recruiter. He's going to send out his graduate assistant to these guys' homes and to these guys' games. But you gotta be an elite high school athlete at your position for the head coach or for a top-notch head coach like Nick Saban or you know, your coaches like your – SEC coaches or your ACC coaches, Jimbo Fisher, I forgot the gentleman, I can't think of my man's name up at Washington right now. But you have to have that elite type of status. You got to have a well-named coach for them to even come to you. Because most of the time they're only sending their assistants out there.
Right.
Whereas in basketball... Right. Because they have so many players, whereas in basketball you may have 15 players on your team, so it's going to be the head coach, the assistant coach. It still might be the grad assistant going, but at least if you see the head coach of the basketball team at the high school, you know, and you pass him by, you're like, oh, okay, that's John Calipari, okay, or that's Avery Johnson, okay, because Avery Johnson coaches at the University of Alabama now, or that's Coach Boeheimer, that's Coach K from Duke. You'll recognize them and you'll speak. But you might not recognize Nick Saban or Ed Orgeron. You might not recognize these football coaches because there's so many of them. Because they have to be good all the time. They're expected to be good within a certain period of time.
That's true. So who plays on Monday?
Oh, Monday, tomorrow night, I didn't give you all that. Tomorrow night's game is the Colts at the Jets. Tonight's game is Carolina at Seattle, which has just gotten underway.
Somebody told me I can't bring myself to do it. I can't. I'm petty like that. I don't want Carolina to win.
To watch the game tonight.
The little birdie told me that we need for Carolina to beat Western A&M tonight. So
you would, however. It's not going to happen. The Legion of Boom is going to get after it.
I mean, my thing is, I won't be mad if they lose. But
of course you won't.
If we need them to win, if we need them to win, though. Bertina, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how familiar are you with Scranton? Because I'm doing another city next week. I got Scranton on my list. Should I do Scranton or should I do your state capital, Harrisburg? Which one do you think I should talk about next week?
I don't know. Yeah, don't talk about Harrisburg. Because I'll just be irritated. No, don't talk about it.
She said I'll just be irritated. Oh. At least she's
I'll keep
honest.
My list the way it is. I'll talk about Scranton next week.
But let me
so
just, let me just say this real quick, if I can.
Okay.
College football.
Yes.
There is a top recruit here. Remember the name, Micah Parsons.
Micah, heard of him.
M-I-C-A-H.
Uh-huh.
Parsons.
Okay.
Where's he headed?
He's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's one of the top five high school athletes in the country. And he's my nephew.
Oh, okay. Is he still in high school?
Yes. He's in his junior year. He comes
out. Oh, he's in his junior year. Okay. I've heard of him. Yeah, I've heard of him.
And he's been recruited. He's been to Ohio State. He, quote-unquote, supposedly committed to Penn State, but there was an issue here that happened with him at the high school he was at.
Right.
And he left there to come to Harrisburg.
Okay.
It was a racial issue.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
He broke up with the little cheerleader girl.
Uh-oh.
And he posted on Facebook something about nigger.
Uh-oh.
Lord have mercy.
And it got real ugly. And he said, I went out of the school mid-football season.
Yeah.
I went out of here. And now he came to Harrisburg, and he's playing for a state championship next week. They tried to hold up everything.
Of course.
Tried to say
look at God,
he,
though. But look at God. Look how he works, though. Look how he works.
Michael was going places regardless, but having a state championship under his belt, I mean.
He's just going to increase his recruiting potential.
Take him further.
This way
has worked.
And even Shady McCoy, who plays for the Bills.
Yeah.
He's from here, too.
Right, right.
And he's best friends, like, in my daughter's circle. So I know a lot about him, too. So if y'all ever want to talk about Shady McCoy,
yeah.
I can run it down to you.
No doubt.
Well, you make sure you
no
be with
doubt.
Us all this month, then, Bertina. I'm going to invite you to be an honorary host for this month.
I'll try. I can't always promise. Colin knows he's having surgery. I just had surgery.
Oh wow!
So my days are up and down. I never know. I never know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
well,
appreciate
you
being
you
on though.
Me, yeah, you were. Very,
I know Kim appreciates
very
you being on this Kim show.
Yes,
this ain't my show. I'm just helping her out. Kim appreciates
yes.
you being on.
Because she gave us a lot of information.
She really
that's
has.
Like
she really has.
That's why I like to talk to the people from the areas, because you guys, you give us the real, not this stuff they put down on these websites.
There's nothing better than real information. Nothing better than real information.
Exactly. Well, it's getting close time to wrap it up. I want to thank our guest, Larry, for coming on, and Miss Body. Make sure you tune in to her show tomorrow night for Body. Oh, is she doing her show tomorrow night?
Yep. Is she still on the line?
No, she hung up.
She hung up. She will be on the air tomorrow.
For the birthday edition. Woo-hoo,
yeah, birthday edition of Body, Style, and Grace. We know she's coming on a little late, but you know what? It's her birthday. And we're going to do like 50 Cent said,
So I'm going to cue that up for her, the edited version, since, you know, she, you know, I'm going to cue that. I'm going to cue up the edited version for her for tomorrow.
All right. And make sure you tune in next week where we spotlight on Scranton, PA. Make sure you follow us all this week where we Model Mondays, and it's Model Mondays. We do, what do we do on Tuesday? Tune in Tuesday. Make sure you tune in Tuesday where we do Model Mondays. Also, make sure you tune in on Wednesday where we do Business Crush Wednesday. If you have a business you would like for us to shout out for the day, make sure you tag Spotlight. It's at @SpotlightInTheCity_. That's on Instagram. Make sure you tag me there, or make sure you hit me up on Facebook at Spotlight in the City. Thursdays is Thirsty Thursdays, where we post the best drinks, recipes, bars, you name it. We post it on Thirsty Thursday. Friday Destinations is where we post the hottest places to visit, travel, because I'm pretty much laying it out there for where I want to go. I'm putting it in the air, as you can say. Make sure you tune in Tuesday night here on Rant and Blast Radio for the Rant and Blast Show. Again, thank you so much to our guest. This was actually a great show. Thank you so much, Ms. Christina. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Colin, as always. And I know it was tough work,
welcome.
But thank you. We're going to go out with Soul For Real, Candy Rain. Still on that
country
tip. And it's raining here in Atlanta, so we might as well take it on out.
Get that rain. Get some
candy
chocolate
rain.
Candy rain.
So as always, y'all be blessed. Have a great week. And always remember to be the light. Y'all have a good week.
You too.
Thank you.
All that I need in life, all I want, all I need, now I know.